Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Here's the 1-0. And that's hit straight up in the air, shallow center. Going out, Altuve. Coming in, Mariznick. Altuve making the call. He and Mariznick coming together, but Altuve makes the catch. And that is the ball game. Colin McHugh, his first big league complete game as the Astros win their third in a row, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-3.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I've got Colin McHugh, the star of the day yesterday for the Astros. In a couple of respects, Colin, you come to the ballpark after a 13-inning game the day before, and if you're like me, I'm trying to keep the bullpen out of it. I'm usually out in the second or third inning. When you try too hard, it usually doesn't work out well.
It's like clockwork. I don't know why that is the case, but yeah. It usually is. But we kind of got lucky yesterday. Kind of all perfect things went our way. We scored a lot of runs and were able to keep the pitch count down. So yeah, it was kind of that perfect storm for us.
Talk about keeping the pitch count down, because it's easier said than done. What's the mindset going into an inning?
Get your leadoff guy out. Yeah. You got to get your leadoff guy out. Keep guys off the base, because when traffic gets on the bases, that's where pitchers tend to slow the game down, make more pitches, have to make more high stress pitches, and. Mm-hmm. When you can keep that leading lady off base, then you give yourself a pretty good shot.
What was working best for you yesterday? I mean, because you stayed the head in the count. Was it just the mix of everything?
Yeah, it was a pretty good mix yesterday. I threw probably more cutters than I have in a little while yesterday, just because they ran a bunch of righties. I think they ran six or seven righties in the lineup against me. So just be able to keep the ball down, keep the ball away from some of these power guys they have in the lineup was key. And, you know, be able to mix everything in, especially mix some changeups in to both righties and lefties. Keep guys off balance and take advantage of their aggressiveness.
What was the mood of the bullpen guys? Almost everybody pitched in the day before. So what were they telling you in the dugout or out on the field? Because I know they were appreciative.
They were very thankful. We joked. I joked with Gregerson before the game. We were on the bus coming to the park, and he said, "Hey, just go ahead and throw a complete game today," knowing full well that I've never thrown one in my career. And I said, "Yeah, no problem. I'll just go ahead and get three hits while I'm at it," kind of joking. So I held up my one half of the bargain.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Pud Galvin?
No.
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. He pitched like 1876, 1878, and all those years. But his rookie year, he threw 76 games, and 75 of them were complete.
It's outrageous. It's like old Hoss Radmer numbers.
It is. Okay, hitting yesterday. Felt pretty good. You got the bunts done. You did your job. Now you're second on the team in sacrifice hits.
Oh, I didn't get that one down at the end, though. I was pretty beat up about that one. But early in the game, the guy did me a favor. He blew two fastballs right by me that I had no chance on, and spun me a little curveball. I was able to get it down and kind of let myself relax a little bit and do what I'm okay at doing. I'm not a good hitter, but I'm an okay bunter, so I'll take that.
Last thing with Colin McHugh. Colin, you're one of the representatives in the American League West for Strikeout for Cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're doing an initiative with the Mott Foundation. Jason Mott, who's pitching with the Cardinals, or pitched with the Cardinals and the Cubs, now he's with the Rockies. Started a foundation a couple years ago to help eradicate cancer, help with cancer research and with funding for patients. So he's gotten together a group of baseball players, one from each team, at least one from each team, and we've kind of gotten together and try to help out however we can. And we've done a pretty good job, I think, so far of raising money for our individual charities. I'm working for MD Anderson in Houston, trying to raise money for them and individual patients, help pay for their medical bills and stuff. And so if you go to 108stitches.com, they're the ones who make the t-shirts. Go check out the K-Cancer Initiative. Get a t-shirt, help support a great cause.
There you go. That's Colin McHugh. Complete game yesterday. Great job yesterday, and thanks for catching up.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros were down 2-0 in the eighth inning of a game at Veterans Stadium on this day in 1975. Then they scored more runs in an inning than they ever had before and ever have since. Here's how it happened. Jose Cruz singled. Doug Rader singled with one out. Bob Watson singled. Doug McGraw came in to pitch, and pinch hitter Cliff Johnson doubled. After another out, Milt May and Enos Cabell singled, and Jose Cruz walked. Rader greeted Gene Garber with a single, then Ken Boswell singled. Wilbur Howard followed with a single. Then Johnson hit a two-run homer to conclude the Astros' all-time rally. Johnson did not get credit for the pinch hit homer because it already pinch hit in the inning. He did, however, hold the pinch hit home run record with 20 for many years until Matt Stairs broke it in 2010.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hench. And it's rare when you get a complete game in this day and age. It's even rarer when you get one when you really need one. After a 13-inning game, your bullpen had been taxed the last several days. But that's exactly what you got from Colin McHugh yesterday, a complete game when you really needed it most.
Yeah, we did need it. And it was a time where if I could have begged for it, I would have. You know, yeah. our bullpen needed such a break, and we had a game where he was in complete control. And I told every bullpen member to go up to Colin McHugh and give him knuckles, because if we had to go deep into our bullpen yesterday, these guys would have been pretty taxed moving forward. We have a lot of games in a row. So a sigh of relief that Colin had made every pitch yesterday.
And for McHugh, it seems like a lot of it is just getting through that first inning. He's given up more runs in the first inning than he has in any other inning. Did give up the home run to Paul Goldschmidt, but was able to settle down after that.
Yeah, he did. And I think once we got a few runs in favor for him, it was nice to see him settle in and be the aggressor. You know, sometimes you give up a big home run like that, you know, it can make you a little tentative, especially in this ballpark. But having the four-run inning allowed him some breathing room to attack the strike zone, get some early count outs, which contributed in the back end of him being able to stay in relative comfortable pitching at the end.
You mentioned the early count outs, and when McHugh was struggling, we saw him get ahead of a lot of guys and not finish him off, and that's something it seems like he's improved upon over the last few starts.
He has. You know, he can't concede any pitches, and sometimes he gets a little bit loose with his pitches in their hittable instead of being the put-away pitches that he has. When he throws the nasty curveball, when he finishes his cutter, with the four-seam fastball has been better for him in recent starts, and it's important for him to understand that the 1-2 executed pitch is just as important as getting into the count.
You know, it can be really tough to hit eighth in a National League game, and Jason Castro, your eighth hitter yesterday, and he picked up a couple of big hits, drove in three runs against left-handed pitcher as well.
Yeah, it was a good game for him, and I like the fact that he drew the walks, and he also stayed aggressive whenever they decided to pitch to him with runners on base. And you know, it's always tough in the National League rules because you don't know how careful they're going to be with you. They're going to tease you around the strike zone. You've got to be very, very disciplined to hit eighth and understand that they're trying to get you out to either have the pitcher lead off the next inning or they'll give you your base and attack the pitcher, especially American League pitcher that's not used to hitting. So I'm happy with him. He gets a rest day today. Gattis will catch and Mariznick will hit eighth. So having some speed in that spot today should be advantageous.
Made a roster move. Carlos Gomez activated off the disabled list. And Gomez obviously was dealing with the ribcage injury, but was really just struggling offensively beforehand and had that rough game in Boston right before he went on the disabled list. So do you feel like he's in a better frame of mind at this point?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, it was a nice two-week break for him for a lot of levels. It got him healthy, which is priority number one. It also gave him a mental break of some of the struggles that he's endured over the first month and a half of the season. You know, he's a good player. We know he's going to contribute. I feel really comfortable with him on our team, and I look forward to his contributions. You know, it did allow Jake Mariznick to warm up a little bit. It allowed Tony Kemp to break in and maintain his roster spot. So there's going to be some competition for playing time, but a healthy Gomez and a productive Gomez makes our team better.
And meanwhile, you sent down Colin Moran to make room for Gomez, and I'd imagine part of that was you're facing a bunch of left-handed starters here, or projected to anyway, over the next few days. And obviously being a left-handed hitter is going to be tough for him to get at bats.
Yeah, it was exactly right. It wasn't so much about Colin Moran as much as it was roster construction. We could see Colin back here in no time. You know, Louis starting to play well at third base. I've got Marwin to play both corners. Tyler White's going to play quite a bit with the left-handed pitching, and our outfield's full. So I didn't see a ton of at bats for Colin moving forward. But we need him to go down and get his stroke right. He learned a few things while he was up here. He didn't have the most success that he's going to have, but it was a good learning lesson for him, and we know he's going to be back up here soon.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.